headlines are on the way at 2:30. We'll see what's happening on the roads as well. But let me introduce you now to Jim Egan from Mansfield. And you have already had the big garden bird watch. Maybe it was something that you managed to take part in yourself. Now it's time for the big farmland bird count, which starts this Saturday. Let me introduce you to Jim. He's from the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust. You're from right here in Nottinghamshire as well, Jim. And this is your idea.
It is my idea. I used to work at Stoneleigh, based in Stoneleigh in Warwickshire, and I used to commute 2 or 3 days a week with a colleague, and we had listened to the big garden bird watch being announced and promoted and shouted about everywhere, and had really positive stuff about it. And on the Monday morning after that, about 6 years ago, I got into the car with Alan and said, you know what, it would be fantastic if we could do something for farmers to actually do something positive, so they can go out and count what they've got, learn about what they've got, and look at it in a positive aspect. Because a lot of the time farmers are actually blamed for decline. There is a decline, no one's going to deny that, but sometimes it's forgotten that farmers produce food as well as all the wildlife stuff, so we wanted to do something positive.
I love that this has all just come out of a car journey.
Genuinely came out of a car journey. It took 3 or 4 years after that conversation of working out how to do it, and then actually I swapped jobs, hence I ended up working for the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust. That's 2.5 years ago. We had a little trial, we proved the idea worked, and now we're in the second year.
Wow. Wow.
So it's really good.
When you say that birds are in decline, I'm unaware of this, to do with farming. What do you mean by that?
If you take a suite of farmland birds, birds that are specialists and rely on farmland for their life, they have actually declined over the last 40 or 50 years. A lot of that's to do with intensification. We've had to produce more food, we've had to get more intensive in the middle of the field, and they've lost some of their habitat, some of their food sources. But that is against a background of having to produce food for more people. And over the last 10 or 15 years, farmers have been encouraged to do a lot more work through being paid through what they call agri-environment schemes. And on our farm in Leicestershire, we've actually turned the decline round, and we've seen increasing numbers. And we wanted to just, like I say, be really positive. But the key thing is, a lot of them are small birds that farmers won't always see in their daily life. They won't know what they need. And they're putting some of these measures in place, and we wanted them to go out and enjoy it and learn from what they actually see during the count.
What kind of things do you see then?
This time of year, the reason we chose this time of year is because the birds are actually really visible.
Yeah.
You can see them. And it's a time when they really need the food that farmers supply. So they need that seed source to get them through the winter, to get them fit and to get them healthy for breeding through the summer. So farmers can see them. So this time of year, you'll see things like tree sparrows, you'll see corn buntings, you'll see linnets, you'll see yellowhammers, you'll see lapwings. There's a whole range. And in the first year we did the count last year, nationally, the 500 farmers that took part saw 116 different species.
Oh my word.
Yeah.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot. It is a lot. And we're lucky that in Nottinghamshire we've got one of the farmland bird hotspots. Up and down this, what I call the 614 corridor on the sandlands, where people are growing lots of root veg, carrots, parsnips. It's got a very open structure to their agriculture, and farmland birds love it up there. So when they go that little extra mile and farmers actually put some extra seed out, it's fantastic at this time of year to see that sort of bird.
Yeah. How have you got interested in birds? I mean, what is this journey for you? Why birds?
I started off when I first moved to Nottinghamshire, like lots of people. I worked at the pit. And I left in 2000 and wanted to do something completely different. So instead of being underground, I became a farm conservation advisor, working and advising farmers about conservation. And I am, I suppose, quite passionate about the fact I want farmers to be recognised for what they do.
Yeah.
And I see this as an opportunity. And I'm just interested in how farmland ecology works. I'm by no means an expert, but I'm really interested in how it works, how it fits together, and really ensuring that farmers get recognised for the good work they do.
Yeah.
And not just continually. We tend to drop into this blame culture, and I want to reverse that and turn it around.
Yeah, I think there is an interesting kind of relationship, isn't there, with people and farmers, in the sense of quite often it's seen that farmers are always moaning, and quite often it seems that they're always getting the blame for stuff. There is this, it is interesting the way in which, I suppose, the media and farmer and people and farmers work together.
I think a lot of the time, We're very quick to all want cheap food, we all reach for cheap food. I do it, we all do it. But we forget sometimes there's a cost of production, there's a cost of managing the environment. And coming back to the count, the reason we wanted to do it was literally so that farmers could feel good about the work that they do, because they do an awful lot. Mm.
Let's pause there. We'll come back and have a little bit more of a chat to you, Jim. Jim Egan from Mansfield talking about the big farmland bird count, which starts this Saturday. First of all, though, it is 2:30 on BBC Radio Nottingham, and these are your news headlines. It is 2:35 now on BBC Radio Nottingham. Here at the moment with Jim Egan from the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust, who is having the big farmland bird watch. Bird count. There we go. Big farmland bird count. You briefly mentioned then that your actual background originally is mining.
Yes. I moved to Nottinghamshire in 1981, and I keep telling my teenage sons, who have just gone to university, that my gap year was actually working underground at Mansfield Colliery doing my coalface training. They can't quite believe it and can't quite add that one up.
No.
So yes, that's my background and my introduction to Nottinghamshire with mining.
Were you always interested, even when you were mining, were you always interested in what was happening above the ground?
Yes.
In terms of farmland and birds?
I was actually brought up in rural South Shropshire.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've got a vaguely farming background and had an interest all that time.
How is your bird watching eye?
My bird watching eye is quite poor, and I could actually do with going on some of the training and ID days that we've been putting on for farmers across the country. I'm getting better, but I'm not brilliant.
Because they're difficult.
Some
of the birds are really difficult.
It is really, really difficult. I always say that when I was advising on farm and going out on farm, I'd always sit back and listen to what the farmers had to say and know. And they know an awful lot. But a lot of the time they're like us, and those little brown jobs, the little ones in the hedgerow that you're not quite sure about. We've been putting on courses where there's some really good tips and hints about flight patterns and calls, even in the winter, so that you can actually start to recognise them.
Yeah, because I struggle with birds. Even some of the most noticeable ones, you look at them or you think you know what they sound like, and then all of a sudden you're there with this cacophony of sound from lots of different birds, and you just can't separate one bird from the other.
And that was a piece of feedback we got from last year's count. We had 500 farmers complete it last year, and we got quite a bit of feedback from people saying, actually, I didn't fill the sheet in.
Yeah.
I didn't go online and fill the survey in because I wasn't quite sure of all of them. So hence we've done these ID days.
Yeah. It sounds like it is a great idea, but farmers to me always strike me as a group of people who are really busy.
They are incredibly busy, and that's part of the reason for doing the count. It's actually saying to them, look, this is a time of year when birds on farmland really, really need your help and appreciate your seed feeding. In the same way we feed birds in our garden, farmland birds have what we call a hungry gap. And it's probably the quieter time of year, particularly for arable farmers around here. There isn't a quiet time for livestock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about actually taking only half an hour, go out and have a look, sit down, take a quiet five and go and see. And we've deliberately run it over a full 9-day period so that hopefully people will get time to take part.
John in Southall's got in touch. He says, are there more hawks about at the moment, and are they getting bigger? I seem to see more and more of them, especially along the river around Fiskerton.
Yes, there are.
Are there?
Hawks are, well, buzzards certainly are, a bird that has done incredibly well. When I lived in Shropshire back in the early 80s, you'd very, very rarely see one. You'd have to go across into Wales. When I first moved across here, you never, ever, ever saw a buzzard. I think I saw my first one in 1999. So there is an increase in buzzards, there is an increase in birds of prey, but that will have some impact on the smaller farmland birds, but it's not really that significant.
Mm. I like the fact that you remember the first time you saw...
I do.
1999?
Yep, I do.
Why do you remember that?
Because I just hadn't seen one, and I was actually, I can tell you where it was. I was driving through Southall, coming up towards Brackenhurst College, and there was one on a fence post. I'd probably seen one in the sky, but that's the one I remember seeing. Blimey, I haven't seen one of those across here.
Yeah.
And now there are. They're quite abundant now.
You see them quite a lot if you drive down the motorway.
There
tends to be birds of prey circling, doesn't there, down the sides of motorways.
You'll see kestrels, you will see some buzzards, but it's mainly the smaller kestrel that you'll see when you're doing motorway driving.
Yeah. Great stuff. Thank you very much for coming in, Jim.
It
was brilliant to speak to you. So remind us, big farmland bird count, how can you get involved?
Yeah, it takes place from this Saturday, the 7th of February. It runs through to the 15th. We're encouraging farmers to go out for half an hour and count birds on their land. If they want more details, you can find them on our website, which is www.gwct.org.uk.
Great stuff. Well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
Let us know how you get on,
won't
you? Great stuff. Jim Egan from the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust there talking about the big farmland bird count, which starts this Saturday. 2:40 now on BBC Radio Nottingham. Hits and headlines are on the way.